a dish that's fit for a goddess. Leslie Parisot went to Kerala in the south of India to see an annual pilgrimage where literally millions of women come together to honor a goddess. And at one moment, they all cook the same dish for her, all at once. Our producer, Sally Swift, talked with Leslie about this astonishing event.
Leslie, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
So I'm dying to hear the story about this pilgrimage in India. But first, I want you to tell me a little bit about Kerala and that area of India.
Yes. Kerala is it's a beautiful place. It's on the southwestern coast, very near the tip of India. And it's tropical, it's humid, there are beach towns, and at this time of year, it's very, very hot.
And tell me about this pilgrimage. What are these women doing?
It's a pilgrimage where millions of women travel to one city to cook a dish together. And that's simplifying it a little bit, but it really is, it's about devotion to one goddess, and they're traveling to the home of this goddess and her temple in a city called Trivandrum. And the trains are filled with women starting a few days ahead of time who are all going to this place. The fares are actually suspended for women who are going, so they have a free ride. And the women are taking with them a single bag usually. They have a bag that is filled with all of the ingredients that they need to cook what's called pongala. And the entire ceremony revolves around arriving to the temple, arriving to the city, and everyone's setting up. And what they're setting up are a makeshift hearth of three bricks, a clay pot, and some usually coconut bark for firewood. And they set up all over the city. So they're.
And how many women are you talking?
It's been about 1 million or 2 million.
Wow.
Yes, it's hard to hold in your mind thinking about what 1 or 2 million women look like. And this year, the temple actually reported that it was close to 4 million women.
Wow, big year. Okay, so they are all going to a single temple that's devoted to a goddess. Correct.
Yes, the way that they refer to her is Achukal Amma. She's sometimes conflated with another goddess, and there's such mythology around all of this. This is what's so interesting about this goddess. She's an incarnation of a female deity, usually known as Bhadrakali, and she's worshipped locally by these women, and she's seen as sort of a giving figure, but also a very intense, strong, and sometimes furious figure.
So set the scene for me. So you are there and these millions of women are setting up makeshift hearths with three bricks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to cook simultaneously, mm-hmm. which is an amazing thought. And tell me about what they're cooking.
So on the morning that this happens, women wake up very early. They wake up to prepare themselves. They wash their hair. They wash the rice. They dress often in new clothing. I was told that women are often bringing a new outfit just for the ceremony. And then they all gather around the hearths that they've made. The city actually provides the bricks for the hearths and sometimes the pots. And they wait until the signal from the temple comes. And the signal is that the priest in the temple lights a fire. And that fire gets passed on from woman to woman. And then there are also volunteers running around helping to light hearths. So all at once, at the same exact moment, all around the city, there are speakers set up. Women light a fire. And they all start cooking. So what's actually really incredible about this is the smell. You're walking around the city, all of the smoke is all over the place, and everything smells like burnt rice and fire and coconut bark. And these women, it's 97 degrees, they're sweating, there's smoke in their eyes, and they're all praying. They're all looking at their pots, looking at the sky, all in the same act of devotion at the same exact moment.
Wow.
And
they're really cooking. So tell us, it's a rice porridge?
Yes. So they start off, they have a clay pot over an open fire. They add water. They wait for the water to boil. And then they have this specific kind of rice. It's called Kerala rice or red rice. It's got a partial husk left on, so it has a red hue. And they scatter rice into the pot, usually in three handfuls. And then they wait for the pot to boil. And part of the ceremony is that the pot must boil over to satisfy the goddess. So when you look around, all of these pots are bubbling over, this sort of steamy, what's beginning to be a rice porridge.
And they eat it then?
They do. So they spend time cooking it so that the rice gets soft like any rice dish would. And then at the end, they add all of these seasonings and sweet flavors. And it depends on where the women are from. Some women say that you have to add ghee because ghee is a purifying sort of symbol. Many women add ginger. There's always coconut. There's always cardamom. There's always what's called jaggery, which is an unrefined palm sugar. And at the end, they cover their pots once it's cooked. They cover it with a banana leaf. And they wait for a priest to come around. This could take hours. And sort of in this interim time, they eat lunch, they sit around, they rub each other's shoulders, they nap. And then when the priest comes, they all get behind their hearths again. They take off the banana leaf. And the priest comes and scatters holy water over their pots. And then they're free to eat it. And this moment is so beautiful because it's the thing they've been waiting for all year. This is a sort of symbol of feeding themselves, feeding the gods, feeding their families. And they all take a spoonful, they taste each other's pongala, they feed each other, and then they put the banana leaf back over top, they pack the pots away, and they leave.
Leslie, it's such a beautiful story. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Sally.
Leslie Parisot is a contributing editor at Savura Magazine. You can read her article, The Sacred Journey, and Savura's Pilgrimages issue. And you'll find the link on our website, splendidtable.org.